Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Wednesday show. How is everyone today? If you've been following the show, what was I going to explain to you today? Well, I had to go get a blood test today. They sucked blood out of me today. It was an interesting process, I guess. Anybody ever had that done? I've had it about three or four times. Okay, so it's just to kind of tell you where you're going at, too. I kind of do believe in self-healing. I believe that self-healing is really, really important, that we have the capacity to heal within ourselves. Doesn't hurt to find out from the medical profession what you might need to self-heal. Okay, so what are we going to do today? We can talk to some dead people, some ancestors. We can talk about your past lives. I have some articles kind of delved into this whole thing about, well, Joseph Campbell, and who's a mythologist, and some Abraham quotes, and some other articles. Just in general, what I wanted to kind of wrap this whole thing around is inspiring you to be who you are, inspiring you to, well, let me jump into the Abraham quote first, and then we can go from there. And if anybody wants to call in, if you want to know what spirit has to say to you about what's going on in your life, let's do that. And then I'll get back and I'll talk a little bit about some of the things that have been coming up in my life and I've been thinking about doing, if you're interested in knowing. So here's the quote for today, the Abraham quote for July 13th, 2016. This is from Money and the Law of Attraction. It was a book, 2008 is when it was published. I like this quote a lot, so I'm going to go through it slow and kind of delve into it and tear it apart a little bit. Continue to tell stories of shortage only continues to contradict your desire for abundance. And you cannot have it both ways. Now, let's stop there for a second. How many of us do that? And I raise my hand and I go, yeah, I know, I do this. This is not good. This is very human. Continue to tell stories of shortage only continues to contradict your desire for abundance. It's like, oh, you know, I'm broke. I got this going on. I have a lack of money. The money doesn't seem to be coming to me. Blah, 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 right? You know the stories, right? The patterns we get into. So let me continue on with the Abraham quote. You cannot focus upon unwanted, lack of money, right? Lack of prosperity, and receive wanted, like more money, right? I mean, I was reading this morning going, ooh, this is really true. Now, if you believe in the law of attraction, of course, if you believe what your thoughts that you put out into the universe brings back to you, like you're that magnetic power with your thoughts, and your thoughts bring back to you what you're thinking about. That's the principle behind all this, right? So you cannot focus upon stories about money that make you feel uncomfortable and allow into your experience that what makes you feel comfortable. So if you talk about money and it doesn't feel good, it just, whatever you're thinking about money doesn't feel good, you're not going to be able to attract in your life what feels good. A different story will bring different results. My thoughts are the base. Okay, this is like a mantra that you might want to use, or what Abraham is presenting here. So let's go through this as an affirmation, if you want to use that word, or a mantra. Okay. I use my word whisper again. I use the word. A friend of mine said, you're using the word okay a lot. So let me get past that. Okay. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good. Let me read that again. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things that I consider to be good, which includes enough money, health, for my comfort and joy. That's a very interesting let's say affirmation. Let me read it one more time. I got time, unless you guys are calling in mass, I have time to go through this and just kind of break this down a little bit, because this is a great affirmation. So if you want to listen to it again later. My thoughts are the basis for the attraction of all things I consider to be good, which includes enough money, health, and for my comfort and joy. Back to those principles of the law of attraction, what you're thinking, the magnetic energy of your thinking that you're putting out into the universe is attracting it back to you. So if you're thinking about lack, you're creating more lack. If you're thinking about prosperity, you're gaining more prosperity. If you're thinking about lack of love and, oh, I never fall in love, blah, 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 guess what? That's what you're attracting. But if you're thinking about being in love and how it feels to be in love, not necessarily with a specific person, because sometimes it's good to stay general instead of specific. Okay, so if you're thinking in terms of I love to be in love, I enjoy being in love, I enjoy the partnership and the fellowship of being in love, I love the warm evenings of walking and holding hands in the park, just visualizing that stuff. Okay, so I have callers. Cool. Very good. I know I went off a little different direction today. Yesterday was all about miracles, which was really a lot of fun, and I really appreciated everybody's calls about miracles. Now, I'll take your call in a minute. I know you've been holding, and I'm kind of delving into this whole thing about attracting what you want in your life through your thoughts. Okay, so I'll explain my situation in a minute, because I've been asked to join another psychic line, which was associated with the psychic line that I was with for 8 years. And I'm contemplating, not necessarily not joining or joining, but what do I talk about? What do I want to help people with? Because you have the obvious questions. Everybody has the obvious questions, but how do I help you? I mean, give you a prediction, but I'll give you a thought on that in a minute. Let me take a call. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hello. I'm fine. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Jeff.
Yeah. So what's going on today?
I just have a general
Let me ask you
question
a
about.
Let me ask you a question right up front. Are you living your purpose?
Okay.
Are you living your purpose? Well, you're
I
hesitating.
I would probably say no. No.
So do you know what your purpose is?
I don't know what my purpose is.
Are you willing to find out what your purpose is?
I am.
Okay. And if I told you this, now you have a question, I know, but I'm using you as an example here.
Okay.
If I told you that you know what your purpose is, but you just need to go inside to find it, would you believe that?
Yes, I would believe that.
Okay, so you need to do that. So what's your question? Now you're going to go, what was my purpose? Right, no, that's not your question.
Well, I just want to know what is the best way to really contact your spirit guides and to really get help from them. It just seems like I have been, I don't know, I'm just not
okay.
where I want to be in my life. And it's like if I'm not asking the right way or doing it the right way to get help, I don't know.
Are you meditating?
No, I don't meditate.
Well, that's step one.
Okay.
Step one. Learn to meditate. Mm-hmm. Learn to meditate. You might want to take a class. You might join a group. And it's not about mm-hmm. emptying your mind and nothing happening, you know. But meditation, let me explain it this way. And from more mm-hmm. of a scientific point of view, when you meditate, you
right.
slow down your brain waves. You know, most of it in our daily
right.
activities, they're what we call in the beta state. And it's got all this activity going on and just, you know, we're infused with information and data and everything all the time. Okay. So when you're
mm-hmm.
meditating, you slow it down. And you're getting into a place
okay.
where you can become more receptive to higher vibrations. You're called spirit guides, energy, vibrations. Okay?
Right.
So what you need to do is slow down, get into a quiet space, learn how to meditate, maybe learn how to do guided meditations, which take you to just a quiet place you're visualizing, like sitting in a park, sitting at the ocean, whatever it is, so you can be really quiet. Mm-hmm. And then you start to introduce, ask for a spirit guide to give you a sign, to introduce itself to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
But you still have to be, you have to be in that quiet space. You have to kind of shut off the monkey mind, if you want to use that expression.
Right.
You can take classes on this, but maybe taking a class in meditation might be the easiest way to start it.
Okay.
And it's just being conscious. And after a while of meditating and asking, you're going to start hearing things or getting things. Now, you might think you're going crazy or schizophrenic at first, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry
mm-hmm.
about that part of it. But you'll get more and more clarity. And you ask your spirit guide, this is almost like channeling, but it's like asking your spirit guide to be part of you or part of with you. So it actually enters you and starts to give you really profound or interesting answers and thoughts that you never thought you would have. Okay?
Right. Okay.
And once you build up the connection, then it can be a continuous thing. Another thing I learned when I really took classes in channeling that you do is that in this process, and I know I'm rushing you through it, but at some point you mm-hmm. have to decide, okay, give me a signal. And it's a physical signal. It's something, a pressure in the ear. It's a pressure on a chakra. It's something that you mm-hmm. physically feel that you know that's your spirit guide trying to get your attention.
Okay.
Maybe your throat will be activated and you'll get, and then you will know, oh, yeah, okay, I got it. That's them. And the other part of that, what's really important, is to establish what I call a gatekeeper, a spirit teacher, a spirit master, who only allows into you your teachers, your spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
Because you just don't want wandering spirits coming through and trying to communicate. You don't want to be like the medium in that TV show where you walk through a hospital and every dead person wants to talk to you, right?
Right. I understand.
So
that.
You, establishing the gatekeeper right away is pretty beneficial for this process. Now, I mean, you may never get to that point. You may just get really nice little subtle messages, or you may get synchronicity in your life that you ask a question and synchronicity pops up. You know, if you know what I mean by synchronicity?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you might ask a question, and it might be synchronicity that gives you the answer, and that's good enough.
Okay.
Just depends on how open you are. So don't try to get discouraged because you're not getting these profound messages from the universe, right?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
But start with the meditation. See how that works for you. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Do it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Bye now. That's a complex question to try to answer in just a couple of minutes. And so taking a meditation class from a person who wants to help people to connect with their spirit guides or spirit teachers or whatever you want to call it, or higher self. Now, that would be probably one of the, let's say, clearest ways of doing it, is just taking a class to connect with your higher self. Higher self is good. The higher self is that part of you that's connected to all that there is. I call it source energy. Okay, let me take another call. We're going to moving right along here. Yeah, we'll get into some of the thoughts I had on living your bliss and prosperity. Because I don't know why I went there today again, but I've always kind of drift towards prosperity. I think that's a big thing for most people, being able to think in terms of prosperity. And prosperity can mean a lot of different things. It's just how you define being prosperous. Is it love? Is it money? Is it work? Is it purpose? I think it's about purpose, but once you get purpose in life. Well, I have a great quote from Joseph Campbell, if you know who that is, but I'll give you the quote anyway. Hello? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And whom am I speaking to?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Sneepia.
Pronounce that for me one more time, please.
Sneepia.
So what's going on with you today?
I'm just kind of worried about, I guess, my boyfriend.
Why? Why worry about it?
Well, I don't know.
What is the worry entail?
Well, he he's been really standoffish, I think, for the past couple of days, maybe about a week or more. And I ask him, "Hey, is everything okay?" He's like, "Yeah, everything's fine. You know, we're good." And I'm just like, "Okay." And today, I think I only talked to him for maybe 10 minutes. So I don't know if he's really going through something or if he's trying to just, like, push me away.
Is he basically what they call ghosting you? You know what I mean? Doesn't want to communicate, just wants to let you drift away, right? So I'm not saying that's the case. But see, what I'm hearing for you, let me give you what I'm getting right away. It's an ancestor of yours that wants you to give you information on this. Like, you know, dead relative, right? You know what I'm talking
right.
about.
Mm-hmm.
So who is it? It's on your father's side of the family. Female energy. It feels like it's almost like back three generations. So I don't know. Is your grandmother alive?
No, she's not.
No, it might even be your great-grandmother because it's on your father's side. It feels more like that. Okay, then your grandmother. I mean, the grandmother's an easy thing to say. No, but it's not. It's like great-grandmother. She's hovering over you. Well, they all are to some degree. All those in your family line who have passed are hovering over you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm trying to get specifically, what's his name? The boyfriend.
Romano.
Okay, so what are they saying about him? Give him space. He needs to work through some of his own personal. And I get the word clashes, which means like troubles or problems that he's facing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's isolating you partly because he can't be there for you right now, totally, okay? He can't
okay.
– what I'm hearing is that like he can't put his attention on you and deal with these other things in his life. Okay.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
And it feels like the energy I'm getting from whoever this great grandmother of yours, she's sending you a flower. Okay, so that's kind of cool. I see this flower for you from her. This is a flower. It's like a lilac or something like that. I don't know. It's not the typical flower. Okay, it's like a lilac, whatever that is.
Thank you.
She must have liked gardening. Or flowers. Okay, well, let's get back to him. Let's get back to him real quick because I'm getting distracted here. Whatever he's going through feels like it's fairly severe, like it's a life-altering things he has to do. I don't know what that is, but that's what I hear. There's some real life-altering choices he has to make, and you're involved in these life-altering choices.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's pretty severe. And how I see the picture now, this is hopefully this works out for you because it feels like the energy feels good here. That, and how I hear it or how I get it is that he will come back around to your side of the table. It's like two people are standing looking at each other from across the table. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then he's going to come around the table and sit next to you or be with you.
Okay.
So he will come around.
All right.
Now, time frame, time frame is really difficult because he still has to work through some things. But I just hear it this way. By the end of July, you'll hear some real progress. You'll get some real progress. he hasn't abandoned you, and there's not another woman. Okay?
Okay.
I don't get another woman. I get that it's just his own person. Is he going through some real problems in his life, some real difficulties, some real challenges?
Yeah, he is. He's really kind of getting it from, like, every angle, kind of. Yeah.
He doesn't want to mix you in the middle of that. Let's put it that way. He doesn't want to mix you in the middle of that. So just be patient. Be patient.
All right.
That's what I get from your great-grandmother.
So this guy, like, I'm really... Go ahead.
He's a good guy in a lot of ways, but he's kind of confused. Mm-hmm. This energy is really weird. Like, she's saying something about she would like to really trust him, but she's not really sure if he's going to really do what he says. Okay?
Okay.
But he will come around. I hear he'll come around. You don't have a lot of faith in him right now, do you?
Well, because just like he said, I think he's a little more confused than he's letting on, you know, and
well, you'll get absolutely clarity. You'll get absolutely clarity.
Well, I had a dream last night that he cheated on me. So.
But dear, that's your fear. That's your fear. That's your worst case fear.
Mm-hmm.
You need to release your fear.
All right.
If you go with that dream as a prediction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just going to create a wall between you and him.
Right.
So just look at that as your worst case fear. He's cheating on me. Okay, I got to let that fear go. I can't carry that around with me.
Right.
Release the fear, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll get clarity soon.
One way or the other, whether like this guy, because he says he wants to marry me.
Okay.
And
let me go back to the expression I said to you. What I heard for you was that he will come around to your side of the table.
Mm-hmm.
He will come around to you. That he will reconnect with you.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Yes, sir.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye.
Are there guarantees in any relationship that it will actually work out? Absolute guarantees? No, not 100%. But applying the law of attraction here, applying these principles of your thought patterns, if she's thinking in terms of cheating, she's putting out an energy that's not very positive, and she's going to get that kind of energy back to her, that doubt, that fear. So if she puts the energy, if she really cares about this man, and I really sense she does, she just puts this energy out of, yeah, it's going to work out. I'm going to be in love. Stay general. Don't get, I'm going to love with him. Just say in general that you're going to be in love, that you're going to have a great relationship, and you're going to marry soon. If it feels uncomfortable to think in terms of him in that great relationship, then you need to be more general and think in terms of, yes, I'm going to be in a great relationship. I see myself in a great relationship. I see myself in love. And that can feel good, because that can feel good. But to put a name to that sometimes can be a little difficult, because then you're trying to control somebody else that sometimes is very uncontrollable, right? I have another caller, and then we'll get more into what I was talking about, prosperity, and Joseph Campbell, and Living Your Bliss, and I have some other articles. I don't know if I have time for them. Oh, what I was going to mention, too, is I was introduced to another psychic line, and I worked for one psychic line for years and years and years, and they want me to join them, and I'm still trying to define how I'm going to work with them and kind of information. I do know I want to talk to ancestors, people that have family, but not just family members, because ancestors could be distant, you know, famous people that you knew in a past life, right? And I love delving into past lives, so I have to kind of define what I want to do so I don't get locked into all the questions that are kind of like, I don't want to go there. Yeah. Okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Oh, hey. Hi, George.
Hello.
It's Patricia here. Hi,
hello.
Patricia. How are you? Hello.
I'm okay. And you?
Oh, of course. I'm really good. I just saw you on and I thought I'd listen, but I don't really get good sound with the show, so I thought I'd just listen on Skype, but now you've put me through.
Well, you
I'm
came
good.
into you came into queue, so yes.
Yes.
Okay, well then
if you
just want to listen, then I'll put you back on in queue.
Oh no, I'll say hi for. Am I there?
Yes, you're here. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So, how are you doing? And how is how's my energy? You want to give me a reading or?
Oh, how is your energy? That's a very good question. Let's get into your energy field.
I just felt drawn to you today. So.
Let's get into your energy field a little bit. And I think there's really somebody wants to communicate with you anyway. And it really feels like it's on your mother's side of the family. And it goes back a couple generations. And it feels not directly connected to your mother, like maybe like a great-grandmother's sister or somebody like that. It's more like a great-aunt from way back when. It feels like a woman or feminine energy from way back when. It's kind of a cute expression, but I hear for you. She's like, they're saying that we're pumping you up. We're pumping you up. So you should be feeling on a constant basis, on a regular basis, like your energy field is like being pumped up, like, you know, like bellows where they're pumping something, that you should be feel like you're just being pumped up with energy all the time, because they're sending you constant energy to pump you up, to keep you focused and on track to the next miracle that you're going to create in your life. Now, I say that specifically, that's how I hear it, is that you'll be creating miracles, or miracles will be happening in your life. So they're continuing to pump you up so that you're open and accepting miracles and ready for them, and that your energy field is really high to accept. Okay? Got it?
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
That's a very good thing. Nope. Yeah.
That's really good. And you know what's really interesting, George, is that I'm sitting, for the last week, I've been really kind of in the energy of I don't know which foot to put forward first. And I've gone back and made my list. Okay, I achieved this, and I achieved this, you know, basically with my house, and my guest house is finished and it's rented, so I've achieved that. So I am ready for another another miracle energy.
Right.
And I'm not
you're
quite sure what
you're,
to
you're ready. You're ready. You're being pumped up constantly to be able to do this to the next step. And it's the picture of the stepping stone. You don't necessarily need to know what that stepping stone is. You just have to be willing to put your feet down, and it'll be given to you.
Oh, okay.
It's like you don't have to pry, or you don't have to try to get too analytical about this. It's more about, okay, universe, I'm ready. Just show it to me. And you'll get that aha moment of, aha, I got it now. I know what I'm supposed to do. And it really is about other people more than yourself. It really is about other people. That's what I hear it as. It's extending yourself in a way that you really do inspire more people.
Oh, okay.
And I get the word risk, like not in risk, like jumping out of airplanes risk, but it's people taking more risks in their lives, more adventure in whatever form that takes. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I don't mind the risk. I'm a kind of a risk taker.
But it's not about you. It's not about you taking risks.
Right.
It's about you pushing other people off the ledge to open their parachutes.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Okay, Ray, you're ready to go. I'm going to push you off the ledge or push you out of the airplane. Now open your parachute. You're going to fly.
Okay. I can inspire that way.
you become a motivating factor in other people's lives based on your experiences.
Yeah, that would work for me, yeah.
And you're in tuned with spirit. I know we're spending a lot of time on this, but this is cool. And you're in tuned with spirit so that when you start to do this process, that spirit will guide you through the process of intuning other people to take on their great adventure. Are you working with other authors?
No, not right. Not presently.
It may not be that, but it's just inspiring people to take their own personal risks and take their own personal journey and walk their own personal path and not be afraid to do it.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
thing. I tried to do that. Yeah, I was sort of doing that with the inspiration of my book. And I wanted to kind of like, you know, send it more out into the world like that. So.
Yeah, it's like lecture series. It's like getting out in front of a whole bunch of people and having that sort of message out to whole kinds of people where you're in a lecture hall and or whatever, an auditorium, and there you are. Okay, inspiring people to take their journey.
Okay, I will definitely...
That's the vision I see of you, and it's really kind of a cool thing because you have the personality, you have the talent, and the charisma to do that sort of thing.
Oh, thank you.
You can do it. You just take all this information and you go, it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. I can use this. I can't use this. But I really see you really opening up to people in that way in a mass audience.
All right. Then that's going to be something that I've seen my focus into the energy world. And, you know, I was thinking that the other day, George, that I have so much knowledge that I'm not really sharing, and it really needs to be shared because it's from a different perspective.
Right.
So, we all have something to share. You're sharing right now, and, that's why I tune into your shows whenever I see them and it kind of comes across my page. I go, oh, I'm going to listen to this for a bit because... You always speak from that place of knowledge, like it's a personal download. Hey, listen, can I ask you a question? The other night I was meditating, and I got into this very altered state, you know, which is, you know, when you just sort of, your energy just runs in that way, and I was getting images and lights and pictures and just whatever. And then all of a sudden, my whole throat area, my throat chakra, started to vibrate in a really loud sound. It was sort of like, it wasn't an external sound, it was an internal sound, almost as if, you know, to say in reality, it was like a train just ran through my throat while I was
More like a hum. It was like a hum, a deep hum, right?
Huge, but it was huge. It wasn't in my ears like a buzzer or the ringing or the sirens, you know, that kind of, I've had that, you know, whistle blowing sound for 20 years or more. This was sort of like the whole throat went into a vibrational energy.
Well, let me give you what I hear about that. And it's the throat chakra. And it's an opening of the throat chakra. It's a complete clearing of the throat chakra to do what we've been talking about, for you to not just literally, verbally, but yes, verbally express your truth. It's clearing out all resistance of expressing your truth and putting it out there to other people. You've been cleansed, been purified to use your throat chakra.
Oh, I felt like it was some sort of alignment, and I wasn't sure whether it was sort of I was even thinking, is this some sort of trance? You know, like when you go into that trance meditation, when someone takes over your vocal.
Well, but your trance here is like for you connecting to your higher self, which connects you to source, which connects you to all the wisdom that you ever need to do. And so it's being pushed down through you to your throat chakra.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
And go for it.
That was an amazing experience. It was just, you know, when you have these altered states experience and then you get another one and then that one's different and that one's different. It's all growth in the end. But it was something that was really new for me, and I knew it had to do with my throat chakra.
Excellent clearing.
Yeah.
Now, I have to apologize when I have other callers. I should take some other callers. But, yeah, you're on the path. Just go for it.
Perfect. Thank you for your wisdom today. I appreciate
it. Start pushing people out of airplanes, right? With parachute.
Yeah. And listen, put me on mute so I can continue listening. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. You take care. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Interesting. Isn't it amazing when we open up and we're open up to be who we are? I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute, 562 number. So let me read you this quote. It's a Joseph Campbell. And if you don't know who Joseph Campbell is, he was a mythologist. He wrote a book called Power of the Myth, and he did a series of recordings or videos before he passed back in 1987 with Bill Moyers about the power of myth and mythology and how it's apropos. And George Lucas in Star Wars was influenced a lot by his writing. And so some were other writers and authors and playwrights and, you know, script writers were influenced by his concepts of mythology and how it's an ongoing. He basically said there is one myth for all of humanity. Put names on it. But there's one myth. Okay, let me get his quote about bliss, and I think this is a beautiful quote. And a lot of people have kind of jumped off from this thought of bliss and applying it, but he has one of the more interesting ways of stating about bliss. Follow your bliss. If you do not follow your bliss, you put yourself in a kind of track that there has been all the while waiting for you, and the life you ought to be living is the one you are living. So when you see that, you begin to meet people who are in the field of your bliss, and they open the doors to you. I say, follow your bliss, and don't be afraid, the doors will open. That's a beautiful expression. Follow your bliss. It's like the internal knowing of who you are. Let me finish the quote. Where you didn't know they were going to be, if you follow your bliss, they will open the doors, even though you didn't know the doors were going to be. Now, so my friend who called in, yes, follow your bliss, and those doors will be open for you. Doors will open for you. You wouldn't have opened for anyone else. So finding out what your bliss is, finding out what's inside of you that just drives you, okay? So what's that driving energy that's within you? Okay, let me go back, and I got a caller or two maybe. All about your bliss, following your bliss, that drive that keeps pushing you forward, that keeps saying, do this, do this, do this. Here's my call. It's right here, 562. Hello?
Hi, this is Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
You seem to be kind of down. What's going on?
Oh, no, I just was thinking to call in right away. I said, let me call in and see if you're on. I know you're on it too on certain days. So I just wondering, do you see any changes for me coming up?
Well, you have to repeat that and go kind of slowly because our connection is not the best.
Oh, okay. Do you see any changes for me coming up?
Oh, changes. Do you want changes, don't you?
Yes.
Here's a question I hear, and I'm not sure who's giving you this question. And, well, we won't get into the ancestor because it feels like on your father's side of the family, somebody. And they're saying to you, are you ready for change? Or do you feel you're really ready for change? That's the question back to you. Are you ready for change?
Yeah. Yes.
But you're not desperate for change, right?
No. Uh-uh.
You just want change.
Yes.
you know, what I hear for you is that change is coming up in your life, and it's not gradual. It's not gradual. You know how some people have this long change period where things just seem to slowly evolve? I hear change for you is bam, done, like instantly, instant change. Now, shock change, you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
It's like an overnight change.
Oh, okay.
But you have to be ready for that because that can be very shocking. It's like, okay, now what do I do? You know, change. It's going to happen. Boom, done. Got it?
Yeah.
I hear it in your near future, in your near future. I'm not going to try to give you a specific date because that's not cool. But just know that there's something that's coming into your life in a very positive way. It is very positive, so it's not like you're going to end up in jail or anything stupid, but it's a very positive change that's going to happen, and it's going to happen like, bam, done.
Oh, okay. I wish you could see what it was.
What do you want? What do you want in your life? What's the thing you've been asking for God for?
I really haven't been asking for anything. I just wanted to see whether anything coming up that I should be aware of or anything like that.
Well, it is. Now, your change, but... Okay. It's a change in your circumstances in your life, and I'm not sure if that's a move or people that are introduced into your life because it feels like people coming into your life, not necessarily romantic people, but people coming into your life that change your circumstances so you can be more creative. Your creative spirit can flow.
Okay.
Because you feel stuck. Stuck.
Yeah.
And whatever this change is, and it may be people come into your life, will open you up, boom, done. Okay, now I can go do this.
Okay.
To use an expression, and I have a couple more minutes here, but to use an expression, we all have within us the song to sing, and the song is a metaphorical term for our whatever we're supposed to be doing in our life, right? So the song is inside. The song is inside you. It's soon going to come out.
Okay.
And it's some kind of form of creative activity with that you're going to pursue. It's going to be doors are going to pop open for you to do soon.
Okay.
If you've been seeking to do something very creative, you'll get to do it soon.
Okay, great.
Very good. Well, go for it. Have some fun.
Okay.
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 Be good.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your week.
Bye
now. You know, I've been thinking about doing readings and what I do with readings for people and the information I get for people. And if spirit, and what I get, either your ancestors or a spirit guide or somebody is telling you, this is going to happen for you. This is going to happen in the near future, like in this last lady, that something's going to open up, pop open for you, allow you to follow your bliss, to use that expression. Your job at that point in time is to say to yourself, that feels really good. I really want to do that and hang on to those words because that's something that you would want anyway. Or you can say, I don't believe it. That's a bunch of bunk. And it's not going to happen. So if a reading is given to you and you can identify with it and feel comfortable with the words and comfortable with the prediction, let's say, then it becomes part of you, and then you activate the universe even more to make it happen. Simple? That's why some things happen in people's lives and some things don't. It's because you don't identify with the information that you're given, and then it activates within you that possibility. Wow, I want to do that. That's cool. I can see myself doing that. And then you put it out to the universe, and it just speeds up the process. You create that magnetic power, which I talk about. You put your magnetic power out to the universe to attract even more of that. Okay, almost out of time. Thank you for the callers today. I appreciate everyone who called in. It's been an interesting show. It's been a different show today. It's been a bit different, but it's kind of fun. I will be back on Friday, and we'll do whatever we do on Friday. I don't know yet. I'm sure it will be interesting. And thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. I love you guys. I really do. I love the callers. I love my friends. And I appreciate all of you. Thank you very much. Bye now.